Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom, it's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. This is Fred Flight substituting for Frank Gaffney on Secure Freedom Radio. Our next guest is a good friend of mine, Dr. Peter Pry, a fellow former CIA analyst. He also is executive director of the Task Force on National Homeland Security, director of the U.S. Nuclear Security Forum, a member of the Congressional EMP Commission. He is really one of the smartest guys I know when it concerns the threat from electromagnetic pulse. So I think he's going to have some very important comments for us today. Peter, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Fred.
Peter, you wrote an extraordinary article recently titled North Korea and Iran Are Equal Threats. Could you explain what that article was about?
Sure. I thought that the recent North Korean tests on July 4th and July 28th, their successful tests of an ICBM, you know, really exposed how the intelligence community has been grossly underestimating the threat from North Korea, and therefore we shouldn't be trusting their estimates on Iran. It's great that I'm being interviewed by you, Fred, as a former member of the intelligence community and a person who served on the Senate intelligence staff. You don't have the deference to the intelligence community that most people usually have. They envision them as being infallible, and they're just like the way they're portrayed in the movies. And they're sort of sacred, sacrosanct, and you can't criticize the intelligence community, which is a huge mistake. You and I both know that they're just a corporation, like any corporation, and made up of people who can also have political biases, as they have been politically biased over the years, of 8 years of the Obama administration. And the first lesson I drew from the tests was how they, in effect, admitted they were grossly in error about the North Korean ICBM capability in a report they delivered to Congress last Wednesday. Up until the July 4th point, people basically were arguing, oh, they can't hit the United States, the mainland United States yet. Their ICBM can only reach Alaska and Hawaii, and that was what was being reported on the television. But then in their new estimate, after the July 4th test, they concluded, well, it can hit the west coast of states, and not only that, but they might be able to have a reliable ICBM as early as next year, which shaved 2 to 4 years off their estimate of when we would face the ICBM threat from North Korea. 2 to 4 years, plus now the thing could hit the west coast of the United States. And that estimate didn't survive contact with reality for 48 hours. 2 days later, on July 28th, North Korea launched its next ICBM successfully, which demonstrated even greater capabilities. And then they had to increase the estimate that, well, the ICBM can now reach Denver or as far as Chicago. They had no way of denying that because they demonstrated that kind of range. And some analysts are even talking about North Korea fielding a reliable ICBM this year. So in 48 hours, they dramatically changed the estimate. And even that estimate is probably underestimating the North Korean threat. You know, the July 28th ICBM flew for 45 to 47 minutes. You know, ICBMs based in Central Asia and Russia can strike any part of the United States with a 30-minute flight time. So, and there are independent analysts who assess that the North Korean ICBM can strike as far as Miami, which means it could cover the whole United States. And I believe those independent estimates. I think that is correct. I think basically Kim Jong-un is telling the truth when he says his ICBM can strike any part of America now. And it's a sad state of affairs and a dangerous state of affairs when the dictator of North Korea is providing more reliable and accurate information than the U.S. intelligence community, the academics, and the national press. But that's where we are. Now, what does this have to do with Iran? Well, just think about the difficulty of the Iranian nuclear target. You know, most of its facilities are underground. We have, there's all kinds of indications that we don't know where all of their nuclear program is located. You know, we know about some of it. We also know in terms of the history that the intelligence community, our intelligence community, didn't even know about the existence of the Iranian nuclear program until it was revealed to us in 2002 by Iranian dissidents. In other words, Iran had successfully hidden its program from our intelligence community for many years before it was revealed to us by dissidents. Now we pretend like we know where the whole the intelligence community acts as if it knows where all of the facilities are, because they are giving reassurances during the Obama administration. They, in effect, were reassuring Congress and the public through the Obama administration, but we know they didn't have the bomb yet. And that, but we did know that they were very close to it. Some estimates were within 6 months of getting the bomb. But we knew for a fact that they didn't have the bomb yet. Therefore, the Iran nuclear deal should go forward to delay and stop Iran from getting a bomb. Now, that's an incredible intelligence capability to be able to be so cocksure that you understand the Iranian nuclear program well enough that they can be within 6 months to a year of the bomb, but you know for a fact they don't have it yet. And they supposedly were within 6 months to a year of the bomb for many years. And this is a program that's hidden underground. We don't have direct access to it. And unlike the North Korean ICBM program, the North Korean ICBMs are exposed to our most sophisticated national technical means, and they still didn't get it right.
Let me ask you a question concerning something that's not being talked about, and that's EMP, because you're an expert on this. Let's talk about EMP, miniaturized nuclear warheads, and how this might be exploited by North Korea's efforts to develop submarine launch missiles.
Not only submarine launch missiles, but the satellites that currently orbit over us. The EMP Commission, on which I serve now as chief of staff, you know, has been warning since 2004 that North Korea has probably got what we call super EMP weapons. These are nuclear weapons of special design. They're designed not to make a big explosion. They're designed to make gamma rays. And they can be very small and lightweight. They could resemble the neutron bomb or the neutron artillery shell that we had deployed in NATO Europe during the 1980s. It's not a technology that's hard to build. The neutron artillery shell was very lightweight. I actually held one in my hands. And it's small enough and light enough that it could fit on one of those North Korean satellites that's passing over us at the optimum altitude to put an EMP field down over the whole 48 contiguous United States, by the way. Now they've got two satellites like that orbiting over us. They could be launched out of sub-launch ballistic missile, you know, or off the deck of a freighter. If you had a ballistic missile hidden in the hold of a freighter, like the Nodong could fit inside of a freighter, and you could launch it against the United States that way offshore and keep it, make the attack anonymous. Or you could launch it long range from an ICBM. In addition to being able to take out the whole country versus just blasting a city, because what the EMP does, it basically creates an electromagnetic field. It's like a super energetic radio wave that has got so much energy in it that it would destroy electronics across an entire continent, black out the electric grid, make cars stop, airplanes crash from the skies, natural gas pipelines would explode, you'd get firestorms, cities, things of that sort. There'd be no food and water.
Well, Peter, I'm afraid we're running out of time. But Dr. Peter Pry, thank you for joining me this morning on Secure Freedom Radio. I'm Fred Flight, substituting for Frank Gaffney. If you would like to read Dr. Pry's fascinating piece on this issue, you can check it out at Newsmax.com, August 4th, 2017. Title is "Trump Must Understand Iran and North Korea Are Equal Threats." Thank you for listening. I'm Fred Flights.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.